We're going to start here on the top of view of the Amud Aleph. We were in the middle of the discussion about the Chatzer Ktana and the Chatzer Gedola yesterday. And the Gemara at the end is trying to figure out why is it that the Chatzer Ktana has a problem? Because based on the structure of the Chatzer Ktana versus the Chatzer Gedola, we said the Chatzer Ktana was 10 amot wide and the Chatzer Gedola was 11 amot wide. Based on the smaller one being 10 amot and the larger one being 11 amot, that left over 6 tfachim, 3 tfachim on each side, plus the walls, takes it down a little under 3, you have lavud. If you have lavud, then it's nirebi bachutz v'shaveb mifnim. On the outside, it looks like you have l'chaim over there, a pasim, because it's blocked out because of the lavud, even if the walls protrude into the chatzer ha'gdola. So where it says, according to the one who says that nira bechutz b'shaveh b'fnim is a lechi, then why don't we have lechaim over here? Why don't we have the pasim that you require and the tana should be fine? So then we had the suggestion of Ravina, which said, muflagim mikoto zeh b'shnaim, mikoto zeh b'dalet. It was not evenly distributed, the 6 tfachim, but you had 2 on one side and 4 on the other side. So the 2 on one side is lavud, but the 4 on the other side is not lavud. And so because of that, you only have 1 lechi. And the last question we left off with the Gemara was, v'leima lavud miruach achat v'tishtare. Okay, why do you need 2 lechaim over here? Let it be lavud on one side, and that should be sufficient. So Gemara says, tatav yudamud aleph rabihi demar b'inan shnei pasim. It's the sheet of Rabbi who says that you need boards on each side. You need a section on each side to make the chatzer mutaret. Tanya, chatzer niteret v'pas chad. A chatzer only requires 1 pas, meaning a board on one side, or that the wall has a portion of it on one side. Rabbi omer b'shnei pasim. Rabbi says you need to have 2 boards. It has to have a piece of the wall on both sides. Hi, Mike. How can you compare this? Iamart bishlamo nira bimachutz v'shave bifnim eino nidon mishum lechi. If you say that nira bachutz v'shave bifnim is not have a din of lechi, v'rebi savar laki Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, ein lechi pachot mi rochav shlosha, that the minimum size of a lechi is 3 tfachim. Ud Rabbi Zeira uvirav ino leto. And we don't have the opinions of Rabbi Zeira and Ravina from yesterday, which is, number one, that the walls protrude in. The walls from the smaller chatzer protrude into the gdola. Plus, it's not evenly distributed. It's offset. So we discard both of those opinions. So now we have, just simply, that Rabbi requires 2 pasim. Plus, he holds like Rabbi Yossi that each pas has to be a minimum of 3 tfachim. Mishum hachi, then I understand why the measurements of the chatzerot look like this. Tana be'aser, the smaller one by 10 amot, ugdola ve'chadesre, and the bigger one was 11 amot. Mishum, the Rabbi savar like Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi subscribes to the position of Rabbi Yossi says that the minimum pas is 3 tfachim, and if we have a minimum pas of 3 tfachim and I require a pas on both sides, then I need 6 extra tfachim to make the chatzer gdola muteret. So I understand why we got these measurements of 10 versus 11, or 6 additional tfachim. Ela iamart, if you want to subscribe to the opinion, nirei bibachutz, vishave bimifnim, nidon mishum lechi, and when it's visible from the outside, and not the inside, it has a din of lechi, ud Rabbi Zeira, ud Ravina ito, and we do have the opinions of Rabbi Zeira and Ravina, which is, number one, that the walls of the Ktana protrude into the Chatzer Agdola, and number two, it's offset, it's 2 tfachim on one side, 4 tfachim on the other side, ve-Rebbe lo savar laki Rabbi Yossi, and obviously in that case, Rebbe cannot hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says there's a minimum size of a pas is 3 tfachim. Obviously, you can't say that now. If you're saying 4 on one side, 2 on the other side, then he doesn't subscribe to that position of Rabbi Yossi. Gedola ve'chatesre lamali. Then why does the bigger chatzer have to be 11? Why did they pick 11 in particular? Mimanovshach. Either way. E the mishre le gedola ka'ati. If you simply want to make the gedola fine, be'eser u'shnei tfachim sagyo. Then all you need is 10. Plus 2 tfachim. You need an extra tefach on each side to make the pas. If you don't have 3 tfachim as the minimum size of a pas, then all you need is 1 tefach on each side. That means that all the gedola has to be bigger than the ktana is by 2 tfachim. So why are you making it 11 instead of 10 amot plus 2 tfachim? Shutvi, as Tosfot says, it's lav dafka 2 tfachim. It can be a mashu. Go with the tefach. He gives a reason maybe why you would go with the tefach. But you don't need 3 tfachim or 2 and 4. That's way more than you need. If you're coming to make the smaller one a surah, Deshminan de miflege tuva. Then make them much wider, much further apart. Why would you make it something that's six tvachim, the bigger one is six tvachim greater than the smaller one, where you have to distribute it four and two, and you have to guess how it gets distributed? If it was like 12, 13, 14 amot, then you wouldn't have any question. You put an amah on each side. And then we would know for sure that they were separated. Elav shema mina. We must conclude from this that nira b'chutz b'shaveh mifinim eino nidon mishum lechi shema mina. Here we must conclude that when you're on the outside and it looks like it's a lechi, but from the inside it looks completely even, that it does not have a din of lechi. And if that's the case, we can explain that mishnah. We can explain why we modify the mishnah to say that the smaller one is 10, the bigger one's 11. Because Rabbi subscribes to Rabbi Yossi's position that the minimum pas is 3 tfachim, and therefore he needs 6 tfachim above the smaller one. He puts 3 on each side, and you get an 11 amah chatzer gdola and a 10 amah chatzer ktana. And it all makes sense. But that all makes sense according to the opinion that when you have these visible breaks on the outside, whereas from the inside there's nothing visible, is not nidon mishum lechi. That works. But otherwise, we can't make sense out of the opinions, or Rabbi's opinion, and Rabbi Yossi's opinion, and putting it all together by Chatzer Gdola and Chatzer Ktana. So we must conclude that that is the position, or the right position. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Lo shmi alai haishmatato. Yossi says, I never heard that. I never remember hearing anything like this. I'm Rabbi Abaye. Abaye's student says back to him, Ata martni alan. Vaha martni alan. You said it to us, and then this you said it. So recall that Rabbi Yosef got sick in the middle of his life, and he forgot everything that he had learned, and then he had to relearn everything. Abaye's Talmud many times is reminding him of things that he had said prior to his illness. So over here must be one of those instances where Abaye is reminding him, no, you did tell us about this, because Rabbi Yosef doesn't remember it. And on this topic is what you said it. Amar, Rami bar Ava, Amar Rav Huna, Lechi ha-Moshech im dafno shel mavui. If you have a lechi that extends along with the wall of the mavui. So you have a mavui, a regular mavui satum, where the walls form a U. At the end of one of the walls, you have a lechi that extends outward. Pachot midal ramot. Less than 4 amot. Nidon mishum lechi. You can use it as a lechi. Umishtamesh im chodo apnimi. But you can only use in the mavui up to the inner side of that lechi. Dalet amot. If it's more than 4 amot, this extension. Nidon mishum mavui, like we saw before, if it's too big to be a lechi, then it becomes a mavui. Vasur lishtamesh bikulo, and therefore you can't use the entire mavui because you don't have a lechi anymore. Va'at amart lan Allah, and based on this memra that you brought, you told us shma minatlat. We can make 3 conclusions. So over here you have a regular mavui with the 3 walls around it. When you get to the end of the wall extends with a lechi that is not the same width as the wall of the mavoi, but flush to the wall on one side. Whether it's the inside or the outside, it's flush with the wall and it extends outward. You can see here a picture of it. Here, just a board that extends out from the wall. That's the lechi that extends out the end of the wall. A board that is narrower than the wall of the mavoi and extends beyond the mavoi. So that, if it's less than 4 amot, can function as a lechi. If it's more than 4 amot, it cannot function as a lechi. So now he says, let's draw 3 conclusions from this. First conclusion, Shema Mina, Ben Lachaim Asur. Since you can only utilize until Chodo Apnimi, to the inner edge of the Lechi, that tells you that you cannot utilize the area between the Lechaim. Again, it's an expression. You never have to have 2 Lechis on the Mavoy. You only need 1 Lechi to be Matir the Mavoy. That 1 Lechi, you can use up to the inner edge of that lechi. You can't go beyond that. So that's one conclusion that we'd make. Umishma mina mashach mavui ba'arba. Second thing you can learn is that the length or depth of a mavui is 4 amot. Because once the lechi is more than 4 amot, it turns into a mavui and no longer is a lechi. Ushma mina nirabi b'chutz v'shaveh b'mifnim nidon mishum lechi. The other conclusion is that even though it is from the inside of the mavui, as you look out, that board is not really visible. You can't see it from the inside because it's an extension on the wall that is flush with the outer side of the wall. So looking from the inside, you really can't tell that there's a lechi over there. From the outside, it's clear that there's a protrusion out of the wall. When you're walking down the street, you're going to see this protrusion that extends beyond the wall. So the lechi is visible or clear from the outside, but not from the inside. Nevertheless, it has a din of lechi. So now, the Hilchata, the Gemara concludes, Nirba b'chutz, v'shabim b'fnim, nidon mishum lechi. That is something that's visible from the outside, and not visible from the inside, that is, works as a lechi. So Gemara says, I don't understand that. Tiyufta, v'hilchata, how could you have it that we just asked a very strong question against this position, which was from Chatzer Gdola and Chatzer Ktana, where we said it didn't work, and that you have to conclude that it's just the opposite. Nira mibachutz v'shaveh b'mifneim is not nidom mishum lechi. Yet here you're saying the halacha is like the din, or against that, tiyufta. So Gemara says, in, mishum detani rabbi chia kavatei. The answer is yes, because we have a braita from Rabbi Chia. Yesterday, we had a machloket between Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon b'Rebbe about the din of nirabi b'chutz v'shaveh b'bifnim. And over there, we said, tistayim, let us conclude that Rabbi Chia is the author of the position that nirabi b'chutz v'shaveh b'fnim is good as a lechi, because we brought a braita, detani Rabbi Chia. So because we have a braita from Rabbi Chia that supports that position, therefore, we're going to pass an alocha kavate de Rabbi Chia that nir b'chutz shaveh b'fnim is nidon mishum lechi, despite the fact that it makes it extremely difficult to explain the Mishnah of Chatzer Gdola and Chatzer Ktana based on the modification that we're talking about 10 amot and 11 amot being the sizes of the Chatzer Ktana and Gdola respectively. And that's the conclusion of the Gemara, that nir b'chutz shaveh b'fnim is nidon mishum lechi. Right now we're back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, "V'rachav mi'eser amot imait." If the area at the opening or the mouth of the mavui is wider than 10 amot, you have to shrink that area. More than 10 amot is no longer considered a doorway. It's considered a pirtza, a breach in the mavui, and you cannot put a lechi there. You have to narrow the area down to 10 amot. So the Gemara says, "Amar Abayi, Tana, v'rachav mi'eser imait." If it's more than 10 amot, you have to reduce it. Rabbi Yehuda, who argues in our Mishnah, Omer, Eino Tzarich Lema'et. You do not have to reduce it. Ve'ad Kama. How far does Rabbi Yehuda let it go? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's more than 10 amot, you don't have to reduce it. Until what level? 50? 60? Where's his limit about how wide that you make the opening to the Mavoi? So, Sava, Rav Achi, Gamed, Rav Yosef. Rav Achi proposed, in front of Rav Yosef, the Meimar. At Shlosh Yisrei Ama V'Shlish. Until 13 and a third. Why? That Rabbi Yehuda would be comfortable. Kavachomer mi pasei biriot. From the din of pasei biriot. Pasei biriot is a special din that we're going to bump into a little further on in the Masechta, which is that the ole regalim, when they used to come up to Yerushalayim, when they were traveling up to Yerushalayim, they needed water. The water was found in what we call borot, these cisterns that were left in the Rishut HaRabim. These were public wells or public areas for water. But the cisterns or the mayanot were in areas that were 4x4 tzvachim and 10 deep. 4x4 by 10 deep is a Rishut HaYachid. So I'm going through the Rishut HaRabim and I have water that is found in a Rishut HaYachid. And I want to feed my animals. So I have to draw water from this Rishut HaYachid into the Rishut HaRabim. I can't do that. Because if I draw the water up from the Be'er, I'm not going to be able to bring it out to my animals in the Rishut HaRabim. So the Chachamim allowed something called Pasei Biriot. Pasei Biriot is basically these corners, wooden corner, right angle, on four sides. And you surround the well with those Pasei Biriot. And that makes it into a private domain in between. And that private domain then allows you to draw the water from the Be'er and feed it to the animals in that area. The way that these Pasei Biriot work is that we put the right angle corners on the four sides. And then we allow a gap between them for the oxen that he would be traveling with to enter and the other ones to leave. So it has to be both an entrance and an egress at the same time, so that people could comfortably enter and exit. And so the Gemara says that that's the equivalent of 8 parim. That's 8 oxen, 4 going in and 4 going out when they're in their yokes. The Gemara discusses that each of the uvyash or para, the width of these, is amah shnei shlishei amah, 1 2/3 amot. Each one takes up a space of 1 2/3. So if you 8 times 1 2/3, that's 8 amot. 8 times 2/3 is 16/3, which is another 5, and gets you to 13 1/3 amot wide. So the space between the right angles for the Pasei Biriot is 13 1/3 amot. So that is the widest space that we allow, where we still call it a Rishut HaYachid on the inside. So the suggestion of Rav Achi, Kamei Rav Yosef, is that is what governs Rav Yehuda's position. Umay Pasei Biriot she'etarta behen parutz. Miruba al ha'omeid. There we have a special din that even though there's more open space than covered space, there's less wall standing than there is open space. How much do we allow? Lohotarta, We didn't allow more than a gap of 13 and a third between them. Mavoi. There, by a mavoi, you don't allow it to have less standing wall. You have to have more standing wall than open space. You shouldn't allow more than 13 and a third in that case as well, because the din is much more chamor. The din of pasibiriot, where we're mekil, we say the maximum amount of space is 13 and a third, when we even allow you not to have walls, or significant walls. Here, where you need significant walls, then you shouldn't have a gap of more than 13 and a third. Where it says, vihi anotenet. Pasei biriot she'etarta ben parutz mirube ala omeid. By pasei biriot, where you allow there to be more open space than standing walls, lo tater behen yoter mishlosh suyama b'shlish. Therefore, we didn't allow more than 13 and a third gapping. Mavui shelo tarta bo parutz mirube ala omeid. In the mavui, where you're much more strict, and you need more standing wall than open space, tatir bo yoter migirugim ala motu shlish. Shall allow more than a 13 and a third. The reason you're limited to 13 and a third by the pasei biriot is because of the problem. Because of the problem, you have no walls. So therefore, we limit you to that width. But by the mavui, we have real walls. Maybe you can do even more. Who says the kal v'chomer makes sense? Maybe the whole reason behind why you want to make the kal v'chomer is the exact reason why you have a limitation of 13 and a third by pasei biriot, which would not apply to the mavui. Inami lidach kisor. You could learn the other way, like you're suggesting. Pasei biriot, takilut be'echad, kula akil behu kula achrina. Maybe because pasei biriot, which is a kula, that we don't require more standing wall than breached space. So therefore, we let another kula, which is, you can have 13 and a third. Mavui, klau klau lo. But maybe by mavui, where you need more standing wall than a breach, maybe there you don't even allow 13 and a third. Maybe 10 is the limit. We don't think you can conclude anything from pasei biriot, because that's a unique case. To extrapolate from that unique case doesn't make sense. Because for both directions, you can say either pasei biriot is more mekil, and therefore they have more kulot, period. Or you can say that pasei biriot is more machmir because of the other kula that we have by it. Either way, we don't have any way to extrapolate from that to our case over here. So we leave that unresolved as to what to do for Rabbi Yehuda's position. We don't know how wide Rabbi Yehuda leaves it. Now we have Tani Levi, Mavui Shurachav Esrim Amah. You have a Mavui that's 20 amot wide. So what do you do now to reduce it down to 10 amot? No, it's Kana Be'emtziato Videyo. You put up a pole in the middle, and you're done. So if you put up a pole in the middle, now you have two doorways of 10, and you should be fine. Hutani La, Vu Amar La, he brought this braita down, and then he said about it, De'en Alocha Kota Mishnah. The halacha is not like this quote that we have over here. Igud Amrei Amar Shmuel Mishmei De Levi. Some say it wasn't Levi himself, but Shmuel in the name of Levi. Ein halacha kota mishnah. The halacha is not like that mishnah. Elahechi Avi. What is the proper way to deal with a mavoi that is 20 amot wide? So Amar Shmuel Mishmei De Levi. This is the proper way to deal with a mavoi that is 20 amot wide. Oseb pas gvoa asara. You have to have a board that is 10 tfachim high. B'mashach arba amot. That is 4 amot deep. Umamidola or ko shel mavoi. And you line it up along the length of the mavoi. So here at the front entrance, you take this board, which is 10 tfachim high and 4 amot deep, and you place it right down the middle. Right down the middle towards the back of the mavoi. What you've done now, we know that the minimum size of a mavoi is 4 amot. So having it be deep 4 amot creates a separate mavoi. Now, what you have is 2 mivot, in a sense. You put down the middle this board that is 10 tefachim high, 4 amot deep, then to the right side I have 10 amot, to the left side I have 10 amot. The 10 amot on the right side enters the mavoi on the right side. The 10 amot on the left side enters the mavoi on the left side. So now I have a separate mavui on each side. Based on that, I could be matir this area. Obviously, you'll have to put a lechi on both sides, because they're two separate mivot. And Tosafot makes an interesting observation. He says, well, between this back of the board and the back of the mavui, there better not be more than 10 amot, because otherwise it becomes a mavui akum. Mavui akum, we saw before, a mavui that is a U-shaped mavui. Shmuel says that's korato satum, which is the way we paskin. That's considered to be a mavui satum. But that's as long as the gap at the turn is not more than 10 amot. But if the gap at the turn is more than 10 amot, then he agreed with Rav that it was a mavui ha-mifulash. It's a mavui ha-mifulash, then you'll need tzurat ha-petach and lechi on each side. So Tosafot says that it has to be no more than 10 amot between the back of the board and the back wall of the mavui. That's his suggestion. He does bring from the Ritzba that even more than 10, it would not be called mifulash. He says, because over here, both doorways exit into the same Rishut HaRabim. And since both doorways exit into the same Rishut HaRabim, that's not called a mavui mifulash. A mavui mifulash has to benefit you. You have to enter from one side and exit another side where it'll take you to somewhere else. It'll take you to somewhere else where it would be a shortcut of sorts. So that would then undermine what we said before. If you remember when we talked about this mavui mifulash, Rashi drew a picture of a U. And when he drew a picture of a U as a mavui akum in Narda, he showed as a U. That would mean that there, both of them exited to the same Rishut HaRabim. And that would undermine this position of the Ritzbah. Based on that, Tosfot says, that case, when Rashi talked about the mavui akum, where it was actually a U, there's actually a third exit from that mavui. It's a third exit, meaning that it's not exactly what we drew, but slightly different. And in order to solve this problem, that there's actually a shortcut through that mavui. Because otherwise, the Ritzbah says that it's not called a mavoi mifulash. Mavoi mifulash means that people want to walk from one door to the other door because it benefits them. If it's simply a you and they come back out the same side, who's going to go in there? There's no benefit of entering into this mavoi. So that's how he solves the problem by saying that maybe even if it was greater than 10 amot, you wouldn't have this problem. But it's an interesting observation of Tosafot that now that you made it into two mivot, all of a sudden we have other dinim that are going to apply. That's one solution. Inami ki Rabbi Yehuda. The other possibility is like Rabbi Yehuda to solve the problem here. Damar Rabbi Yehuda. Mavoi, shurachav, chameshes re'ama. If you have a mavoi that is 15 amot wide, marchik shte amot. You distance from the wall of the mavoi to amot. Vose pas shlosh amot. And then you make a pas that is 3 amot wide. But making a pas that's 3 amot wide, and giving a gap of 2 amot to the wall, then you have that 5 amot is wiped out. That 5 amot, as if it has a wall there. The remainder is 10 amot. The remainder 10 amot is fine. That's a doorway. 10 amot is a fine doorway, and we don't have to worry about it at all. The Gemara wants to understand, Vamai, why did you give the solution that way? I have other solutions that you could use that would actually work better, which is, Yaseh pas amal mechsa, make a board that is 1.5 amot wide, V'yachik shte amot, then leave a gap of 2 amot, V'yaseh pas amal mechsa. And leave, then put another board that's 1.5 amot. You end up with the same net amount, which is you have 3 amot of boards and 2 amot of empty space. But instead of having the board just in one place of 3 amot, you put 1.5 on one side, 1.5 on the other side, and leave the 2 amot empty in the middle. The reason to do that is that it looks like more like it's a wall with a door in it or a breach in it rather than having just 3 amot. And it would make someone remember that that is a wall. Shma mina, we must conclude from this, that omeid meruba la parutz mishtei ruchot. If you have omeid, the standing wall is greater than the breach or the empty space, but it only works that way from two sides, lo havi omeid, that is not considered to be standing wall. In the case where you have a 3 amot board and then a 2 amot gap, 3 amot is greater than the 2 amot, and we say that it's as if the whole wall is standing. It's as if there's a wall across that whole area, because the omeid, that which is standing, is greater than the empty space. In our case over here, where the Gemara suggests to do 1.5 amah, gap 2 amot, 1.5 amot, you still have, in that 5 amot space, you have more standing wall than empty space. The 1.5 to 1.5 is 3 amot, and the empty space is 2 amot. But what you must conclude from that, that the Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda did not suggest, that is, that that wouldn't work. That wouldn't work because the standing wall is on two sides. If you look at each one independently, I say 1.5 amot board, 2 amot of space. The 2 amot of space wipes out the board. 2 amot of space, on the other side, 1.5 amot of board, wipes out the board. It's as if there is no standing wall there. Together, if I add those two boards together, I would have had more standing wall. But I don't allow you to add them together because the empty space in the middle is greater than each board independently. And that will not work. And that's what the Gemara concludes here. Shema mina, that must be the conclusion over here. So the Gemara says, maybe not. Let me say, havi omeid. It would work. That situation would work. But here we have a unique situation. The board on the left against the wall, that's 1.5 amot, that works fine. 2 amot in the middle, and then 1.5 amot. If that's all we had, we'd be totally fine. Because you have 3 amot of standing wall, 2 amot of empty space. The problem is here, is after that 1.5 amah board, you have another 10 amot of empty space. So then what's going to happen is that 1.5 board is going to have 10 amot of empty space on one side, and 2 amot of empty space on the other side. Those two empty spaces are going to come and be mevatel, eliminate that 1.5 amah board, and make it as if it doesn't exist. Because both sides are greater than the board. Both empty spaces are greater than the board, and they make it as if it doesn't exist. So based on that, we could suggest that our case is unique. Our case is unique because The empty space on both sides is what wipes it out. But had you had just simply a wall that was 5 amot wide, and you had 1.5 amot pasa, and a 1.5 amot pasa with 2 amot in the middle, that would have been considered omeid mirubeh ala parutz, and that would have been totally fine. It happens to be our case that we also have another 10 amot on the other side of the board, and that's what's wiping it out. Tosafot mentions here that you can't just say, anytime you go to a wall, you can say, well, there's the rest of the world. There's space on the other side. Every wall has space on the other side that's greater than the wall. So he says that it has to be the avir, the empty space, only counts when it's relevant to the scenario. So over here, that 10 amot is relevant, because that wall is the entrance to the mavoi. Those 10 amot, we need, or you have to have them down to 10 amot, in order for that to be the entranceway, the petach to the mavoi. So since those 10 amot are relevant to this area, they're part of this demarcated area, therefore, they are relevant to being mevatel the omeid. But if you stam wall or airspace in it from outside of the mavoi, that has no relevance to the mavoi. It has to have some sort of relevance halachically here to the wall that you're discussing. So here, the 10 amot are relevant to that wall, and therefore they can be mevatel it. So when I says, okay, I have a different suggestion. V'yaseh pas ama, make a pas that's 1 ama, and put it 1 ama away from the wall. V'yaseh pas ama, make another board that's 1 ama, v'yachikama, and put it 1 ama away. V'yaseh pas ama, make another one of an ama. So basically, again, you've simulated the same thing, which is you come up with 3 amot of standing wall and 2 amot of empty space. You just do it this way. 1 ama board against the wall, give a gap of an ama, another ama board, a gap of an ama, and then another ama board. End up with 5 amot, covered by 3 amot of single amot boards, with 1 ama in between. So why didn't you make that suggestion? If you do that, shmamina, omeid kiparutz, asur. Exactly what you all just mentioned. That you must conclude from this, the fact that Rabbi Yehuda did not suggest this, means that he believes that when the standing wall equals the empty space, that's not good enough. The standing wall has to be greater than the empty space. So over here, where it's even, the empty space would still cause a problem. The empty space would wipe out the standing wall, and it would be as if it doesn't exist. The Gemara says the same thing again, which is, mutar. It would have worked. The problem is that you still have that 10 amot on the other side of the 1 amot board. The last 1 amot board has 10 amot on one side and an amot on the other side. So that's what ends up wiping it out. So based on that, that's why he didn't make that suggestion. Not because omeid equal to parutz is problematic, but simply because you have this big gap on the other side. So when it says, okay, v'yachikama, distance it from the wall an ama, v'yaseh pas ama mechsa, then make a board that's 1.5 amot wide. V'yachikama, then distance an ama, v'yaseh pas ama v'chemechsa, and then make a board 1.5 amot wide. Now we've done with, dealt with everything. Because it's greater than the empty spaces in between now. You have an ama away from the wall, then 1.5 amot. That 1.5 amot is greater than the 1 ama. You leave another gap of 1 ama that's also greater than that space of 1 ama. Next board is 1.5 amot. It's greater than the 1 ama on one side. The 10 amot on the other side is also bigger than it, but you need it from both sides to wipe it out. But since it's bigger than the gapping on one side, you don't have a problem anymore. Now you have 3 amot of standing wall and 2 amot of empty space, and it'll be much more staggered. The reason the Gemara is after this is because it's a more difficult scenario or setup. Being a more difficult setup or scenario, it'll be more obvious that this area is not an exit. They're not used as an entrance. An exit is really a wall. By doing 1 ama, 1.5, 1 ama, 1.5, it's better than leaving 2 ama gap and then putting a 3 ama wall, because the bigger the gap, the more likely it is for someone to use that as an entrance or an exit.
But the end result is still that you have them on the other side.
That is a proper entrance. There you'll put the lechi. That we don't worry about. The problem is if you have the lechi on the main entrance, and then people start using the side entrance, and there's no lechi over there. We want there to be a lechi on the big entrance, and the other side to be not usable, basically, or not in proper use, or permanent use. So where it says, Eino Chanami, he could have suggested that. V'kulei hai lo atrohu rabbanan. The rabbanan didn't go that far. In that they made it a little difficult, but they want to make it very difficult. So that's now the Gemara asks the question. So then why don't we worry about the fact they're going to leave the 10 amot doorway, and they're going to start entering and exiting from the 2 amot wide space, and the lechi will be on the main wall, and then there's going to be no demarcation or no heker on the smaller entrance. Why don't we worry about that? Why would a person give up utilizing the bigger doorway and go to the smaller doorway. So Gemara says, okay, Umay Shna mid Rabbi Ami with Rabbi Yassi. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yassi we met before, which is what happens if you have a mavoi that has a breach on the sidewall. It's a breach on the sidewall. There, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yassi differentiated whether there was four tefachim left to the mavoi. If there's four tefachim left to the mavoi after the breach, then the main entrance stays in place, and you put up a lechi there, and you're fine. If there was less than four tefachim left to the main entrance, then they said that there was no mavoi left there, and you cannot put a lechi at the front entrance to the mavoi. Now, why? So that's what the Gemara says. Why is this different from Ami Rasi? Because the assumption being that there's less than four tefachim left to the main entrance, people are going to exit from the breach in the wall. They're going to exit over there. If they're going to exit over there, what they're going to do, they're going to create an alternative doorway. And creating an alternative doorway, you're going to have the lechi on the main doorway, and everybody's going to be going out in and out of this breach in the side of the wall, and they won't have the heker. They won't have that demarcation to separate between the Rishut Rabim and the Mavoi. So Gemara says, Hatam kamamayit b'ilucha. That's not a problem. Over there, it's a shortcut. Hacha lo kamamayit b'ilucha. Over here, it doesn't create a shortcut. Here, the exit or the entrance is on the same wall. It's facing the same direction. Over there, the breach is on the sidewall. A breach on the sidewall could actually diminish the amount of space, time or space that you'd have to walk, and there would be a benefit to exiting from that side breach because it would shorten or basically become a shortcut to exit. That's the general principle that we use, is that people will only use this alternative when it is a shortcut, similar to what Tosfot said before about the Mavoi Akum and the Mavoi Mefulash, that people only use a Mavoi Mefulash if it benefits them, if it creates a shortcut, if it cuts the distance that they have to walk from one side to the other. If a person goes in there and exits on the same side and gives them no benefit, they're not going to call that a mavoi mefulash. There's no benefit in walking into that mavoi. People will only utilize something if it benefits them by shortening the distance that they have to walk. Kenen tnan hatam. We have a Mishnah over there. Or ha'asla. Or asla, modern day word asla, which means a toilet. This is the primitive pre-toilet era where they basically had a bucket as a toilet, but they needed a modified toilet seat to sit on it. Not like the modern day toilet seat, but they had a toilet seat they placed on it. They used a leather band to go across the bucket, and the leather band that had across the bucket was a little flexible and had a hole in the middle. So it has a hole in the middle with the leather band that stretches across the bucket. So when the individual sat on the leather, it separated, it opened up the hole, and then they were able to defecate and use that as their toilet. So it's basically a modified toilet seat, we'll call it. So this is what this or asla. Blal shelo mitzarfim. The or, the skin, the leather of the band, and the hole in between it are mitzareif. They join together bitefach, to make up a tefach. This is in the Mishnayot in Kelim. It's also applicable by Olot, which is that in order for something to be an ohel for Tumah, it has to be a tefach cubed. It has to have a space of a tefach wide by a tefach long, and have a roof over it that is at least a tefach. So here, if you have this or ha'asla, this band, this leather band that stretches across the bucket, and under in the bucket is Tumat HaMeit. That Tumat HaMeit, that or ha'asla, if it's tefach wide, can then bring the Tumah. It'll become like an ohel, and it'll move the Tumah from where the Tumat HaMeit is onto another kli, basically inside of this bucket. Inside of this bucket, if you happen to have a Tumat HaMeit and a keli next to each other, even though they're not touching, this band on top will be like an ohel, a cover, and move the Tumah from the Tumat HaMeit to the kli that's next to it, because it'll function like an ohel. But over here, we're saying that the chalal, the empty space, and the band itself add together to create the tefach. So we're adding the empty space to the band itself. So this has got to do with what we just spoke about, this idea of omed and parutz. You have the standing space and the empty space. So here the Gemara says, my or asla. What is this or asla? I'm a Rabbi Barchan, Rabbi Yochanan, or kisui shel beit kisei. It is the toilet seat for the bucket that one uses, the urinary or the toilet that one uses, v'kamo. What's the size of this toilet seat? Kiyata Rav Dimi Amar, etzbaim mikan. It's 2 finger breadths of leather on one side, 2 finger breadths of leather on the other side, etzbaim revach b'emtza, and 2 finger breadths in the middle. A tefach is made up of 6 finger breadths. So a tefach, you need 6. He says here, the 6 are comprised of 2 etzbot of leather, and then 2 etzbot space in the middle. And that's what makes up the tefach. Ki'ata Ravin. When Ravin came, that was Rav Dimi. Ravin is another individual who traveled between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. So they used to both bring back Memrot, a lot of times from Rabbi Yochanan, from Eretz Yisrael. So when Rav Dimi came, he said it's 2, 2, and 2. When Ravin came, he said, Etzbo Mechza Mikan, 1.5 Etzbot on this side, Ve'etzbo Mechza Mikan, 1.5 Etzba on the other side, Ve'etzba Revach Bemtza, and then 1 Etzba in the middle. So 1.5 on this side, 1.5 on the other side, that's 3, and then 1 in the middle, that equals 4. 4 Etzbot wide. And that's a Tefach. Amar Le Abayi, the Rav Dimi, Mipalig, Itu. Do you guys argue? One of you is saying 6, 2, 2, and 2. And the other one of you is saying 1.5, 1, and 1.5. That's 4. So are you arguing? He says, Amalei lo. No, we're not arguing. Ha, biravirata, ha, bezutrata. Depends which finger you measure with. If you measure with your thumbs, then you're right. There's only 4 etzbaot that make up a tefach. If you measure with your pinky, it takes 6 of them to make up a tefach. So what he's suggesting is that Rav Dimi, when he came and said 6, he was talking about 6 pinkies. So 2 pinkies of leather, 2 pinkies of empty space, 2 pinkies of leather. Whereas when Ravin came, he was suggesting that it was a 1.5 thumbs of leather, plus a 1 thumb of empty space, and then a 1.5 thumbs of leather. I don't buy that. You guys still argue. And you're arguing about whether when you have standing space on both sides that overwhelms the empty space in the middle, that is what you're arguing about. Lididach, according to you, have a omeid mishtei ruchot, then you have the standing space on both sides, the ravin miruach achat. For ravin, you can only have it on one side. Have a omeid mishtei ruchot lo have a omeid. If it's one side, it works, on two sides, it doesn't work. Difference being that when Rav Dimi came, he said 2, 2, and 2. So 2, 2, and 2 means that the empty space is the same size as the omeid. So he's going to need the 2 on the outer sides to be mevatel, the empty space in the middle. He'll add together the 2 standing spaces to wipe out the in middle space. On the other hand, Ravin's statement was 1.5, 1, 1.5. Each side was greater than the middle space. So each side by itself could wipe out the middle space. And that'd be the difference between you. If you really believe, you guys don't argue, the Ravin hechi bayile lemeimar. Then Ravin should have said like this. Etzbo shlish mikan, 1.3 on this side. The etzbo shlish mikan, 1.3 on the other side. The etzbo shlish revach vemzen, and 1.3 in the middle. Because, yes, that adds up to 4, but then it would have been evenly distributed. Why did he make it that the 2 outer sides are bigger than the space in the middle? Svelomai palginan. So Rav Dimi says back to him, so what do you think, we argue? Then lididi achi bayile lemeimar. Then I should have said something different as well, which is, etzbo shnei shlishim mikan, 1.2 on the outside. Ve'etzbo shnei shlishim mikan, 1.2 on the outside. Mikan ve'etzbaim shnei shlishim revach b'emtza. And then 2 2/3 in the middle. Because then the middle can be bigger than each one individually. I just have the 2 outer sides to add up to be greater than the middle. So if I have 1 2/3, 1 2/3, that adds up to 3 1/3. And that would be greater than the 2 2/3 that's in the middle. The fact that I express it as 2, 2, and 2 says that that's not what we were arguing about. Ella, if you want to say we argue, but parutz ki omeid palginan. Our argument is that when they are equal, I set it up that it was 2, 2, and 2. So my argument is, does 2 sufficient to wipe out the 2 empty space in the middle? I say yes. So therefore, it's 2 on the outside and 2 on the other side. The 2 on the outside wipes out the 2 in the middle. According to Ravin, that's not sufficient. That's why he required 1.5 on the outside, 1.5 on the outside, and 1 in the middle. The middle one had to be smaller than each one of the outside edges by itself, because it has to wipe out that empty space. The omeid always has to be greater than the merubeh. If it's equal, it doesn't work. Whereas the way I expressed it, even if it's equal, that would be sufficient. So that's the Gemara's conclusion, that maybe that's what they argue about, whether omeid has to equal or be greater than the parutz, the empty space, something that we had already discussed above. Now, in terms of the empty space, what's interesting here, Tosafot points out, that if the tumata mate sits under the empty space, it would not function as an ohel. That even though, from a halachic standpoint, the empty space is as if not there, that is not true for an ohel. Because we have a principle that hilchata gemirala, we have halacha l'moshe misinai, that these dinim of levu don't apply to tumah. So even though, from a perspective of looking at this asla, this leather strip, it'll be considered to be a tefach wide, and it'll have a din of an ohel, for tumah, it'll only function as an ohel if the item is under the solid part of it, not under the empty space. So that's what Tosafot points out, that the tumah here has to sit under the actual leather, and or across both the leather and the empty space, either one, as long as it's under the leather as well, in order for it to be an ohel. If it simply sat just under the empty space, it would not function as an ohel. So for instance, in a house, if you have a skylight, and the tumah is sitting under the skylight, then that wouldn't function as an ohel, because the tumah would be under that empty area, and that empty area would not be classified as an ohel for tumah. If it's an open skylight, but even though it's less than the amount, that would be classified as lavud. It's a tefach wide. Tefach wide normally would be lavud and would be considered to be a solid space. But for tumah, that tefach space is enough to allow the tumah to go out, and it wouldn't be considered like an ohel. So he points out that over here, even though the dinim are somewhat akin, they're not perfectly akin, because by tumah, the empty space does not qualify to move the tumah, even though it qualifies to be part of the tefach that makes it into an aggregate ohel. So it's added together to make this all together to be an ohel of a tefach, but again, to move the tumah, it has to be under the solid pieces, not under the empty airspace. Okay, we'll stop over here.